I need a break. So thank God it's that time of a Tuesday morning where we get to planning our weekend. And today we'll be looking at how you can make the most of your weekend. You know those times where you feel like the weekend just flew by, it's a Sunday night, and you did nothing over the weekend, and thank God we've got Dre here as part of Getaway with Dre to let us know what we can do with our weekend. Morning, Dre, how are you going?
Morning, Danny. Thanks for having me.
My absolute pleasure. How are you today?
I'm, you know, under the weather, so it might be good to get away from Dre.
do you foresee yourself coming good by the weekend so you can get out and do something?
I will try to, because this, you know, this whole segment right now is about making the most of your weekend, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
I will try my best.
And what tips have you got for us this week, mate?
Okay, so it's the concept of pairing, which I think you may already be doing this, but you don't realize it. But let's say cheese and wine, bread and dip, bacon and egg, fish and chips, all the perfect pair, right?
Dre and Snoop.
Well, why don't you put that? Yes, Dre and Snoop. That's right. Also, next episode. Love that. Now you think of a pair of activities that you could do. And then the good thing is you can change this up on a Saturday and a Sunday, and it can cost as little or as much as you want. So, for instance, the first one I thought of was hike in a spa. You can do all the hard work, and then you get rewarded at the end, and that's probably what everyone's looking forward to, right?
That is a great idea, because obviously sort of a bit of a walk will keep you healthy.
Mm-hmm. You can reconnect with nature. You can reconnect with whoever you've managed to drag into doing this with you. just stuck out there. But, you know, it's that good, you know, reconnecting and getting active. And then the spa sesh at the end kind of gives you something to look forward to. But in Sydney, we're surrounded with many great walks. You can travel to the west, the Blue Mountains, the east, any of the coastal walks that you have. There's also bridge walks. You can check out your local national park or reserve, so you don't even have to go so far. There's also local walks in your area as well. And then you can check out any spas or massages at the end of your walk. So you can check out local businesses. So it's always good to support your local business. And then hopefully this can become a regular thing. So you can also, if you are going for a walk at a national park, it's also best to check the weather beforehand and check if the trail is functioning, everything's okay, because a lot of trails have closed due to the weather damage that's been happening recently, and always make sure you let people, you know, like, know where you're going.
Very good advice. And if you may be doing the Malabar Headland Maroubra Coastal Walk this weekend, just as an example, the weather in Sydney for both Saturday and Sunday is going to be just awesome. And when you're hiking and sparring and when you're pairing that up, why not do it as a pair? Get out there with someone you love and do that. What other awesome, yes, relaxing pairs for the weekend do you have for us, Dre?
So why don't you do a yoga class, meditation class, but then you pair it up with cocktails or mocktails and brunch.
And you'd do it in that order, wouldn't you? You'd do the yoga first before you do the cocktails, right?
Yeah, if you don't want to vomit. Yeah, that's a good idea. But I cannot say how much I love yoga enough. I managed to tell everyone about it. It's just something good for the body, but it's also good for the mind, overall well-being. You know, life is already stressful enough as it is, so why don't you zen and namaste out there? But anyway, the best feeling after doing yoga classes, and you hit up a cafe, you have some brunch and you have some cocktails, and there's some day drinking or mocktails as well. Because if you didn't feel zen after the class, you're definitely going to feel zen after these cocktails.
And everything in moderation, especially moderation.
Of course. It's all, life is all about balance, and that's what it is. So the point is, you go out there, do all the hard work, something that gets you moving, something to help with mobility and flexibility, because, you know, hip health is very important as you get older, I can tell you. But then you can relax. And if you're doing it with someone, it's kind of nice to, you don't catch up in a yoga class. That's what I know, because you have to, you know, sit down, do the work.
You've got to focus.
Catch up after. Yeah, you've got to focus. Exactly.
You got another combo yes, for us?
Last one, art and music. If you want to focus on your, I mean, some people want to be active on some weekends. Some people want to focus on the creative side. If that's what you want to do for this Saturday or Sunday or for a whole weekend, you can do what I like to call an art path. So you map out all the art galleries in one area, and then you hop between each one, kind of like a pub crawl.
Oh, that's a wonderful idea.
So after that, After that, you can actually check out all the local live bands or gigs in the area as well when all the art exhibitions have closed down in the area, and then you can get some drinks and a feed. But it's also a great date idea as well, FYI, to anyone out there that's wondering who can they can take out for a date on the music.
And you can chop and change these combinations, of course. Do the hike and take the yoga mats with you, perhaps.
Why not? Find a nice spot. Just make sure it's not on the edge of a cliff, because if you do downward dog, you might literally downward dog.
Even though I'm sure it makes for an excellent Instagram photo.
That's what I mean. Don't fall for that grand photo. You can hike and then have a little picnic as well. Brunch if you've prepared food, or let's face it, bought food. Or you could do an art path and then do yoga. The whole point of this thing is you're actually spending time exploring the outdoors, the local area, and you end up having your weekend feeling like 4 days instead of two, because you've just realized I've just chopped and changed. You end up doing that every weekend, and then after a while you're like, I just want to do nothing for a weekend, and you're back at square one.
Well, I hope the combination that I'll be experiencing this time next week is you back in the studio joining us, Dre.
Oh, thanks, Danny. I will be back. Don't
worry,
to bother you.
Oh, don't worry. It's no bother whatsoever. It brings sunshine to my life on these rainy days. Thank you so much, Dre.
Thank you, Danny. Thanks, everyone.